Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. This is the 59th week of our look at the book of Genesis. We're in chapter number 43 this week as we continue our study through God's precious word. Here's Pastor Walt Lanier, taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
Verse 17, and the man did as Joseph bade, and the man brought the men into Joseph's house. This would be the steward. And the men were afraid because they were brought into unto Joseph's house. And they said, because of the money that was returned in our sacks the first time, are we brought in, that he may seek an occasion against us and fall upon us and take us for bondmen and our asses. And they came near to the steward of Joseph's house. And they were in communion with him at the door of the house. And I love this. And they said, oh, sir, we came indeed down at the first time to buy food. And it came to pass that when we came to the inn, that we opened our sacks. And behold, every man's money was in the mouth of his sack. And our money is in full weight. And we have brought it again in our hand. And other money have we besought in our hands to buy food. Remember, double the money. We cannot tell who put our money in our sacks. And he, speaking the steward, said, peace be to you, fear not. Your God and the God of your father hath given you treasure in your sacks. I had your money. And he brought Simeon out unto them. There's so much in these few verses. And let me just quickly run out of time. What we can glean from these verses. Joseph invites the brothers to dinner. And we see in verse number 18, the brothers were afraid, and I guess so. They're afraid. We read that the brothers were afraid that Joseph was just going to basically fatten them up for the slaughter. Kind of like your one last meal before your execution. I guess they do that in the prison in Stark where they do the electric chair somewhere. Where is it? Rayford. Wherever it is. Where is it, Jeff? Rayford. Okay, he's our policeman, so I'm going to go with him. All right, anyway, that you get one last meal. You hear all these guys get their ice cream and whatever, big fat steaks and all before their one last meal. And this is what the brothers thought. This is our last meal before execution. He's bringing us in here. And obviously, they were afraid. And as they went to the house, the steward came out and greeted them, and the brothers tried to explain to the steward about the money. And notice in verse number 23, the steward replied, peace be unto you and fear not. Don't worry about it. You have nothing to fear. Now notice this Egyptian. He's an Egyptian. He's not a Hebrew. He's a steward, a slave, if you will, of Joseph. He uses these words, your God and the God of your father. Isn't that interesting? He didn't say your gods. The Egyptians served many gods, G-O-D-S. But he said, your God and the God of your fathers. How did that steward know about their God, Jehovah, and the God of their fathers? Where would he have got that information? Who said Joseph? Joseph. Obviously, while Joseph is in his household, Joseph is telling these people about God and how God had delivered him. And I imagine the testimony that Joseph has told them about the coat of many colors and how God had directed his life through the pit and then the prison. Now he's in the palace and he's in charge. God did this. And I can just... The people were probably enthralled, enraptured with the story, and I believe they believed God. Well, anyway, and then I like this. He brought Simeon out, and I have it in little quotation marks or little. I wonder if that was a happy family reunion or not. I'm on both sides of this. It just said he brought Simeon out. Remember, Simeon's been in prison for a while, and I'm sure he wasn't treated well. I don't know. I ain't gonna put my supposition. But when he got out of prison, I wonder if it was a happy family reunion. I wonder if Simeon said, what took you so long? Or if he was just so overjoyed. I don't know. You just have to make your own. I imagine there was mixed emotions about this thing, about him being released. You kept me here all this time. And You know, he not going to know what's going on. But anyway, the steward brought Simeon to the brothers, and it was a reunion. But they're going to have a better family reunion in just a minute. Because look in verse number 24. And the man brought the men unto Joseph's house and gave them water, and they washed their feet and gave their asses provender, which is just fed the animals. And they made ready the present against, Joseph came at noon. For they heard that they should eat bread there. And when Joseph came home, they brought him the presents which was in their hand. Remember the nuts, the almonds, all these things, the honey. And bowed themselves to him to the earth. And he asked them of their welfare and said, is your father well? Is the old man of whom you spake, is he yet alive? And they answered, thy servant, our father, is in good health. He is yet alive. And they bowed their heads and made obeisance. This is the third time that we find that they bowed to Joseph. Remember his dreams? We talked about that last week, where they first came in and bowed unto him, unto Joseph. This is the third time that we read how they bowed and made obeisance. Remember the dream? Had Joseph dreamed about the sheaves, and your sheaves are going to bow to my sheaf, and they made him fun of him. Who do you think you are? Well, we see it again happening again. They bowed to him. Verse number 29. And he lifted up his eyes and saw his brother, his mother's son. Wow, what kind of emotion must be going through his mind and heart right now? He sees Benjamin. It's been 20 years. 20 years since he was thrown into the pit and where he is right now. And he said, is this your younger brother of whom you spake unto me? And he said, God be gracious unto thee, my son. And look in verse number 30. And Joseph made haste, for his bowels, his heart, did yearn upon his brother. And he sought where to weep. And he entered into his chamber and wept there. And he washed his face and went out and refrained himself and said, set on bread. In other words, let's come and dine. Let's get ready to eat. But what a reunion that must have been in Joseph's mind. The brothers have no idea who this fellow is. They just know him as the man, the man. But when Joseph saw Benjamin, he couldn't control himself. You know why Benjamin was so special? Benjamin was the baby of the family. And Benjamin was his mother's son. All the other brothers were stepbrothers. Remember? They came from different moms. Rachel and Leah and Bilhah and who's the other one? Whoever it was, you Bible scholars, you know, the other handmaid. Okay, Zilpah, I think, was the other hand. But Benjamin came from Rachel. And what was so special about Rachel? Boy, oh, didn't Jacob love Rachel? And there's Benjamin. And remember when and Rachel died in childbirth with Benjamin, she had named him son of my sorrow. And Jacob said, we're not going to give that name to him. We're going to name him Benjamin. After she passed, they changed her name to Benjamin, son of my right hand. And Joseph saw him for the first time, and he could not control himself. His bowels did yearn upon his brother, and he sought where to weep, and he entered into his chamber, and he wept there. His emotions ran wild, but verse number 31, and he washed himself up. He went out. He refrained himself. He got himself back in order. Okay. And then he said, let's eat. Set on the bread. Bring it on. Well, let's read the rest of this chapter. A couple of interesting things we can learn from this.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious Word. And come visit us this Sunday evening at 6 p.m., May 30th, to hear 11th Hour live in concert at the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. That's this Sunday evening, May 30th, at 6 p.m. We hope to see you there. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly, is our prayer.